Now, we're going to find out that this man is not going to have it quite that easy. And I read in verse 4, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea." Now, God was back of this storm. And I call your attention here at the very beginning to this. This storm is supernatural. It's not a natural storm. The storm on the Sea of Galilee, in which our Lord was asleep in the boat, these men knew that they were going to perish. They had been on that sea before, and they knew this was a storm they couldn't overcome, and they would soon be at the bottom of the Sea of Galilee, because it was a supernatural one. Only that time, Satan was back of that one to destroy the Lord Jesus. And that's the reason Peter came to him and said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And that's what they would have done. Now, here God is using a storm, and he's using it for a good purpose. He's going to save a city with a storm. He's going to turn a prophet around that's been going the wrong way, and he's going to start him going the right way. Now, will you notice? The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea. There was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was in danger of being broken. Now, these mariners, they were sailors accustomed to the Mediterranean, but they detected that this was no natural storm at all. And we read in verse 5, "Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship under the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." Now, may I say that I've come to another place in the book of Jonah that contradicts my former viewpoint, because I entertain the popular viewpoint that people generally have. I've heard it said that if a man gets out of the will of God and gets into sin, he'll be tormented with a conscience that will bother him, and he will just be in misery. Well, was that true of Jonah? Jonah's definitely out of the will of God, going the opposite way, actually running away from the presence of the Lord. He wanted to get as far from Nineveh as he possibly could, and he's headed for Tarshish. And now he gets on board. He feels everything is all right. He goes down and goes to sleep. And he can sleep in that storm. And even the sailors were frightened. And they were a bunch of pagans worshiping all kinds of gods. And so finally the shipmaster, the captain came to him and said unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Why, you sleepy head, you. You mean you can sleep in a storm like this?" Well, Jonah could. In fact, he's the only one that could sleep on board. He says, "Now arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." And so here comes this man Jonah now up on deck. That is, if he could make it up on deck. And he sees this great storm that they're in now, and the boat is apt to go to the bottom.